A is for abstinence. Coerced. You heard me right. Coerced abstinence. Now, you know that to abstain from something is to refrain from doing that thing, and that usually abstinence is in reference to sweaty co-eds carefully not fucking. Coerced abstinence, however, is probably new to you. At least, in this phrasing, it's likely not something you've thought of before. But I bet you are aware of the other name for coerced abstinence. Chastity. Now, chastity is the practice of not having sex. But I rather like coerced abstinence better as a concept. It envelopes the whole of the idea for me that not only will you not be having sex, you'll be abstaining from all forms of sex. The coerced in front of it means that you didn't exactly go into this of your own free will, all happy smiles and tripping lightly along the garden path. No, you needed to be coerced into chastity for your own good. You already are well aware that sometimes you just can't quite control your own cock. I mean, hello, that's why you're here, right? You came looking for a phone sex mistress to take you over and remake you in her own imaginings. Little did you realize that part of what I imagine for you is to have you locked up nice and tight, that I'd want total control over you and your pathetic cock. Total, utter control over your cock. Sounds good, doesn't it? And there's little that is more controlling than locking you up tight. The final snick of the lock closing on your dick, signaling that your cock is mine. I get to decide if and when it gets let out for some fun and games, and I get to decide if and when you get to come. Makes you hot, doesn't it? Yep. You need some enforced abstinence, and I know just how to talk you into it. For more, go visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 800-601-7259. And make sure to let them know that Harper needs to own your cock.